Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Don Spillman is with us today with the Washington Bicentennial Committee. Don, part of the steering committee and actually co-chair of the Bicentennial. Don, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Don, it is a big weekend coming up a week from tomorrow, May 14th. There's lots going on in downtown Washington. Of course, the Spring Festival with the Heartbeat of the City.
Right.
They'll have vendors up and down Main Street. And then after that, we go to our first annual Memories Cruise Inn. We're going to have classic cruisers, beautiful looking rides up and down Main Street. For judging, 1995 and older cars are welcome to line up Main Street and be a part of our first annual Memories Cruise Inn. But in the midst of all that, something special going to happen right in front of the German-American Bank building as we will unveil the old time capsule.
Yeah, in 1966, they placed a time capsule for the sesquicentennial in the sidewalk right in front of what was then People's Bank, today German-American Bank. And on Saturday, we're going to, well, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, May the 14th, we're going to open the thing there. And one of the interesting things is two of the kids who helped bury the thing, Bill Reiners and Dennis Daly, will be back to open it.
That's awesome.
So it'll be sort of fun. We've got some grade school kids from around the area that are going to help carry the time capsule from where it's buried over to the gazebo. And we just think it'll be sort of a fun little ceremony.
Is there any indication of what we're going to find? I mean, Geraldo Rivera's not down there somewhere.
I,
right?
I hope not. I hope not. And that's one of the things. You know, we know that there's a journal in there. Back in 1966, people paid a nickel to sign their name in this journal. But people have to remember that it's paper. And when we pull that thing out, that paper is going to be very, very brittle. And we're not going to be able to pull that out and open it up and show people their name that day.
Right.
Anything that's paper is going to be very fragile. We're going to take – there's also some audio tapes from WAMW that they did some interviews with older people. We hope they're still available, you know, usable, and we can –
And by audio tape, we're talking probably reel-to-reel, right?
It's reel-to-reel. It was state-of-the-art 50 years ago.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
we got to find one of those reel-to-reel players.
Yeah, so we got to see. Hopefully, they'll work, and we can duplicate those. And but really, we're not real sure exactly what's in there. I've looked at the library. I've looked in all sorts of books to see if anybody has a record of what's in that time capsule, and we can't find a list.
Wow. So. It's going to be exciting, and we really want the whole community to come out to be a part of this unveiling. So once it's lifted from its current site, you are going to take it to the gazebo, and everybody's invited to gather there and be a part of this excitement.
And we'll let people look in it. Now, they're not going to be able to touch things. If it's metal artifacts or stuff like that, we'll pull those out and show them to people. But the paper, we're going to have to leave that in there until we can get to sort of a controlled area where we can open that and – we're going to take it down to the county museum. The lobby is supposed to be ready to open. The museum's still being renovated, but they're supposed to have the lobby ready for us, and we'll have that on display there at the lobby. Hopefully by the 10-day July celebration, 1st through the 10th, the museum will have a display room open, and we'll have the contents of the time capsule on display
there. Very cool. Very cool. Along those same lines now, keep in mind we're going to bury a new one in honor of the bicentennial. So if you've got some ideas of what we need to stick into the new capsule, well, they're certainly welcome.
Yeah, just send it to us, and we'll see. We're going to try to have something. You've got to remember, space is very, very limited. So
yeah, these are not huge capsules.
Yeah, we're not. We can't put the latest automobile in there, but we're going to do that right after the last of the bicentennial events in November.
It's going to be an exciting time again and a once-in-a-lifetime experience, no doubt about
right,
it. So.
Right, so it'll be fun. A couple other things coming up, though.
Sure.
On the 21st, we've got the bicentennial 5K run, walk. You know, if you don't want to run it, you can walk it. And this is going to go through some of the historic areas of town. Really appreciate Beth Gabhart and her committee taking hold of that. I think it's going to be a fun day here in the community. And then the other thing, We've got the parade coming up July the 9th, and we want to invite everybody to be in the parade. I'd rather have more people in the parade than watching the parade. We just ask that you contact us early so we can get your name on it, so we can get the lineup list ready to go. There's several people who have already contacted us, organizations. We'd like to see churches, businesses, organizations,
school bands,
families, school bands. You know, we've got commitment from North Davies is going to be here. I've talked to the band director at Bar Reeve. They're going to be here. So, you know, it's sort of a neat deal that we can have everybody help celebrate the bicentennial. And remember, it's the county's bicentennial, too. But the theme of the parade is a Washington homecoming. I know there are several churches that are already looking at putting something in the parade. You know, anybody that wants to be in the parade will be happy to have you there.
July 9th is the date, and the best place to go to get your entry form is probably the website, right?
Yeah, and information about everything's on the website, www.200plusproject.com. The 200's numbers, everything else is small letters. So, and if you have questions then, and you don't have a computer, just give me a call.
All right, it's an exciting time for our cities. We celebrate the bicentennial this year and the county. Don Spillman, our guest this morning, the time capsule for the sesquicentennial will be open next Saturday, May 14th, around 10 a.m. Be a part of the excitement in downtown Washington, and then be sure to get your entry in for the bicentennial parade coming up July 9th, and the bicentennial 5K run is just a couple of weeks away. That's going to be Saturday, May 21st. Don, thanks. Lots of great information.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
it. We'll see you.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary in Washington.